That was so funny. I do have to say that was crazy funny when we walked in. Mm-hmm. And so I've been texting Jason all morning about like, hey, still up for it? And then he was just like, God, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I feel a bit froggy. And so we pushed it back an hour, went and got breakfast. And then we like cut you like you, he texted me and then he was just like, the door's unlocked. Just come in. And I guess we took a minute to get ready and get the stuff out. And then I open the door, look up, and he's sitting just across the living room. At his table facing the door, just
was so funny.
Come in, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Enter.
Yeah, yeah.
Enter. Should we? I guess we should plug it.
Yeah, should we start?
We should start.
All right, let's start.
Let's do it.
Guys, welcome to episode 28. Up your button around the corner.
Is that it? Okay.
I am. Also, guys, you can talk. You don't have to wait to be intro'd.
We're not that type of podcast.
We're just clapping.
We're pretty lax.
You can start talking.
Thanks for joining us. We are on all social media at Up Your Butt Pod. UpYourButtPod@gmail.com. I'm at Really Sam Evans.
Really?
And with me as
really?
Always.
Sam Evans?
With me as always is the problematically handled at
Juden
Huggins.
Huggins. I don't think I'll ever change it.
Yeah, I know that you
yeah,
won't.
Don't.
I will not
ever change it.
I can't.
Can I ask
it?
What the genesis of that name was?
Where oh,
that...
we Jordan's a liar. and he just look, in couple... high school was like, yeah, I'm Jewish. And he was just like, this will just be my thing.
To be fair, it started with somebody asking me. They were just like, are you and Riley, my sister, we had moved high schools halfway through. So get to a new high school junior year. And somebody was like, are you Jewish? You have a large nose. And then I was just like, I was like, yeah, that's it. And then they just thought we were Jewish until my graduation, which was 2 years later.
What?
So,
what? Who said at your graduation that you weren't Jewish? Your mom? Your dad?
It was.
You
it
were
was
you like, were on stage and you were like, by the way, not Jewish.
it was like, I think.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the scholarship money from the Jewish Community Center.
I can't wait to go the rabbi sabbatical.
I look forward to the impending litigation from the Anti-Defamation League. Jordan Scott Huggins.
Will not be at Temple this week.
Oh. Thanks, Title IX, Duke. That's actually for gender stuff.
It's still, yeah, yeah. It still applies to you, though.
Does it? Oh, because I'm a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're a sweetheart anyway.
Great one, Jason.
Yep.
Also with us,
yeah,
we have... Oh, we didn't get your handles and stuff. We have...
Oh, shit.
The lovely Jason Allen King. Where are you on social
mm-hmm.
media?
At King Jason Allen.
Okay.
Oh, that's smart.
Which yeah, I actually really like that
yeah, yeah,
name,
yeah.
by
King
the way.
King Jason oh, Allen.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. your hands off my balls.
Love it.
King Jason nice. Allen. And
actually, if you could watch your mouth, we're not that type
not
of...
Oh, Jared. Jared.
Yeah, no, with two R's.
Jared Krieger at Not Subway Jared.
Not
two
Subway
R's.
Jared.
Double... R.
Double
yeah,
R.
Yeah, yeah.
Double R.
Which we ran into trouble with on the road.
Jordan tried to buy us all personalized keychains. But
yes.
I've never had one.
They were out of stuff and there was no double R Jared.
It was
there's,
a stone.
And it's wrong on the poster as well.
Do what?
It's wrong on the poster
It's wrong
as well.
On the poster.
But that's been my whole life has been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's shorted an R.
Yeah. I didn't even notice it when I was getting, I was going back and forth with Ailey because I don't care, you know? But, all right, I'll see you guys later.
And we're recording from Jason's kitchen table.
Yeah, from the road.
In beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina.
Actually, I would call this the dining
my
room.
My second favorite Queen City.
This is the dining room, not the
Cupburn.
Kitchen.
Jordan and I have had an ongoing debate because Cincinnati is
Charlotte,
also a Queen City.
If you don't know, Charlotte's a Queen City.
Charlotte's named
and
after
then
the Queen.
Cincinnati is also known as a Queen
Jordan.
City. And then what were... What we're going to do right now is we're going to have an info off. So whoever can say the most facts about their respective Queen City gets the naming rights to the Queen City.
Well, Jordan, you have an unfair advantage because I didn't have to make money giving tours of my city because I have actual marketable skills. You know
do
what I mean?
You?
I didn't just have to memorize facts and be like, this is Spanish Moss.
Oh, you have...
It hangs down, but he's also a home for
oh, team. The guy that whose main duty is changing the clocks at his work twice a year has marketable skills.
And other stuff.
He one time we were recording with him and Carmen, his
office
girlfriend.
Assistant at a digital advertising agency.
Yeah,
he I is, just fell yeah. asleep during that.
Yeah, 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 right?
I was right out.
And he was just like, we were like, "What do you even do?" And he was like, "Guys, I do a lot. I change the clocks." And then we were like, "Oh, you mean twice a year?"
There's a lot of clocks.
It takes a day.
I just imagine that it's full of all these weird clocks, cuckoo clocks.
He works in Willy Wonka's factory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. And I just take on the attributes of the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I'm an assistant, and these are my clocks.
Changing the clocks. Oh, my God.
I just tooted again.
Second giant fart today.
I got to be honest with you. I'm farting a lot, and it's because, first of all, we've been drinking too much, and we've been eating terribly on this tour. We're on the road. Also, we're recording from Jason's house, but we're also recording from the road. We're like almost halfway. We're like right halfway
through the
tour.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We are slowly dying physically.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Jerry, I heard a lot of people were disappointed that you're only halfway done.
That's a good joke, Jason. Do you do comedy? When do you go
Zing.
Up? Did you go up last night?
Yeah, it was great.
Good set. Good set.
Jared is battling a fierce combination of, we'll say, road sickness, nausea. Yeah,
perpetual.
Ulcers.
Yeah, ulcers, motion sickness, and just raging alcoholism. Yeah.
And also psychologically breaking a little bit from actually doing comedy.
I was going to bring that up. I'm thinking of retiring from comedy. I'm thinking of quitting.
Yeah, it's a legitimate
I was saving it for the podcast because I thought maybe we could talk about it.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to bring your best, funniest material to the podcast. I appreciate you doing that.
I think what's everyone would support
it. It gives this tour the zest of a farewell tour.
Yeah, that's...
People will really come out.
And if there's anything we love, it's a gimmick, so...
No. You're doing great.
Are you really thinking
Or maybe
about
taking like a break.
Yeah, you should definitely give up.
Yeah. Thank you.
I understand taking a break.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy to take a step back from anything, reassess.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason's visibly shaking his head.
All or nothing, buddy.
Yeah,
put your bootstraps and
you take
whatever that
thing. You take nights off, though.
Yeah. So we did a show at Charlotte Comedy Zone last night. Very fun. Great show. Thank you to everybody for
Debbie Millwater. It was really great.
Performing for, you know, tens of people. It was a thrill.
Yeah.
Twelves of people.
Twelves of people.
It was rocking in there.
Yeah.
It was.
I had a good time.
It was good. Well, I will say that, you know, I think we got some praise from Debbie, and hopefully we made a good impression in front of, Hef wasn't there, but hopefully we made a good impression for Ted.
Yeah. Oh, man. I forgot you and Ted left. And didn't get a chance to say bye, but I told Jordan I was going to do this. I was just going to look at Ted when you guys were leaving and be like, "Hey, Ted, by the way, I'm actually all booked up right now, so please don't email me about working at the club. That is, I'm too busy." Didn't get a chance. So, Ted, if you're listening, you're not listening. Yeah.
He's not listening.
He might. You never know. We never know with Ted. Yeah. He's an enigma.
I am. Ted, if you're listening, Ted is the manager of the Comedy Zone. And but I'm surprised that he stayed for our sets.
Yeah.
That was a cool move.
Yeah.
I was actually told he specifically stayed to see you guys.
Yes.
I'm actually serious about that.
Yeah.
Was he there during my set too? Or no?
No, you went up and he was like, "I got to get the fuck out of here.
I do not like this guy already." Yeah. The mic stand bit that he did.
I don't know why.
Well, he was excited for the first 7 minutes, so but the next five.
There was like 15 of them back there. I'm like, I've got to do something.
That. You got to do it again, Jason.
Your first 7 minutes were great. It was the next five that were a problem.
But that I just liked because it was, you know, a longer show.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You went up later in the lineup. They might have felt a little tired. And just opening, Jared came out on stage just carrying an extra mic stick. And just like, "Oh, shit, I brought, I'm so sorry."
This is awkward.
It was really good.
I'm so jealous, too, because you nailed it. The line that you just walked out, and there's a mic and in a stand on stage already. You walk out with a mic stand, and you're just like, "Oh, I thought it was bring your own." I looked at it because there was just so many. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. The reason I did it was inspired by, it was a WWJD moment of what would Jordan do here.
Yeah.
I was not going to do it, and I was like, "That's stupid." I was like, you know what? Jordan would do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did it.
So this is for that. Yeah.
That should be the name of your album.
So stupid. That's a really good. I'm going to write that down, actually.
Do
I just wanted to acknowledge again that You blew the light hard last night.
And it was,
we haven't talked about it, and I really
I have been riddled with guilt. I got played off stage at the Sweetwater Brewery. They played me off like an Oscar.
It should be said that you got played off stage crazy prematurely.
We told me that.
It was like when the music started playing, my jaw dropped. I was like, what?
But I have a really bad habit of just like not paying attention where I should. And I did want to apologize.
You almost doubled your time. I was hosting the show, everybody. That's why I'm giving him the grief about because, you know, I had to be there the whole time. So
there were a lot of. I
was just really trying to milk that 11th spot. Make the most of it.
What's funny is that you were doing so good, and then your last couple minutes were like, you're like, what else? You know, it was that kind of moment.
Yeah. No, I probably did.
But it was great, though. I'm busting your balls.
The thing I hate that I feel guilty about is that every show.
It's been bullshit.
Every show, I've just been like.
I'm an unlucky person.
The last one for him. So, it was like the first night that we all. First night was great at Charlotte. I think the lineup went well. And then the second night in Atlanta, we couldn't get him on any shows. It was like.
Or, we had a couple things fall through.
And then because of Saturday night, we went to Astral on Sunday, and I was like, I looked at Sam. We were leaving Atlanta. I was like, we should do Right by Jared and
have him headline.
And boy, did they come through with that sweet spot that headlining. What was the place called? Fairview Tavern.
Fairview Tavern. Hillary was so great.
The long and the short, and Hillary so kind to have us. But the long and the short of it was that Jordan and I did our sets to thunderous blinks, I would say.
Yes, yeah.
And then Jared went up, and I remember turning to Jordan in the back and just being like, I'm just worried that this is going to break him.
It hurt. All of it hurt. It hurt so bad. Oh. Yeah. I'm sure that's where the ulcer came from, was from that show.
Yeah. There was a moment where I was like, he might walk off stage and just keep walking forever.
Yeah. I'll see you guys just never, ever again. That was the last time I saw Jared. Yeah.
So every show has been me, like, when we get to affect the order, the show in Wilmington tonight, she texted me. She's like, I just need to know the names and the order. And I was just like, okay, well, I got to make it up to Jason. So, or Jared, I want to get him a good spot. And then, sure, you're going.
Can we squeak him in on the 11th, 12th, even? I enjoyed the Sweetwater show, and I didn't think I was going up that one. I had mixed up the show.
Yeah, you wore shorts on stage.
I was wearing like schlubby shorts and a shirt. I was like, I'm not going. I'm just going to go to the show and hang out. And then I found out as we're like getting there, I'm like, oh, I'm going up.
Yeah.
And then it ended up going really well. I went 15 minutes over and played off. But
I will say,
I would totally believe you.
Road life has been kind to me in the fact that we have just been eating only biscuits, which does make me feel horrible, but I have noticed that as a result of having no fiber, I'm just having these very hard poops that twice I told you guys, like, I just had another, you had those miracle poops where you go to wipe and you're like, oh my God, I guess I just don't wipe anymore. And I described it as a mood changer, and it is true.
Yeah.
I think conversely, do you want to talk about that?
About what?
You're having some butthole troubles.
Am I?
It sure sounded like it.
Yeah. What are they?
You said the other day that your butt was raw.
Oh, you know what? We've been stopping at so many truck stops, and they just the TP.
So many truckers are having sex.
And they're just effing me in my beat so hard.
Are angrily fucking me.
They're girthy.
I've got to stop going up to those glory holes. Now the TP is
it's rough.
Rough. Yeah. I'm okay now. It happens when I poop a lot.
Yeah.
And I just like to go poop just to pass time sometimes.
I get that. You know, especially at work.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Work. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're taking a half hour poop every day.
Uh-huh.
Easily.
You know, even when I'm counting pennies, man, I do not skimp on toilet paper.
Yeah.
I get the soft stuff.
Actually, I just use your bathroom, and I really, really appreciate it. How soft.
What? You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
I get the Cottonelle, you know, quilted. Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, Charmin Bears.
Yeah.
They know what's going on.
Melissa and I, when we first got to New York, we spent quite a few months experimenting with different types of toilet paper, and we found in the bedroom.
What's
it we're an image of you wiping with one and Melissa holding a clipboard. and you say like a number to rate it. She's got a lab coat and goggles for no reason.
I give that a two, a number two.
And you walk into your kitchen. There's beakers and a buzzer for no reason.
What? Mice and again running around in a cage.
Fast forward. This has been going on for months. We finally go to a health food store. Okay, in this scenario, where it's going on for months. We get a new toilet paper from a store that's off the beaten path. We go back home, chilling. She's watching TV. I go to the bathroom. I run out. I've got it. This is it.
Oh, really?
And we find the right one.
The preferred. Wow.
Yeah.
Great job. Good story.
Good story. Yeah. That's right.
It wasn't a story.
You ball it up, or you like you go with you.
I'm
fold,
a folder.
You fold with the serrated.
Who's balling up in this day? Right.
Yeah. I used to ball.
I'm a folder.
I just assumed until Jared the age of
like nine. It does take me 5 extra minutes to wipe my. I take an extra 5 minutes that I don't need to wipe my own ass.
I balled up when I was a child.
Yeah,
the first thing I realized is that you wrap it around. And,
I saw a survey, like an online survey on like Reddit or something, years ago, and it was just like, how much do you wipe? And the options, there were four. I was like, one time, two time, three time. And then I was just like, who's not wiping until there's nothing?
Yeah. Right. Well, let's face it, until there's blood. I'll say it.
I'm with you. Yeah.
My asshole is worse than some Civil War bats. Anyway.
So
that's why I'm saying that in one week two miracle shits of not needing to wipe. Oh my god,
that is incredible.
For that alone, this tour has been. What else you got written down there?
We got so we did plugs. So I guess real quick we were in Charlotte. This is coming out today.
Today it's going to be uploaded from the car.
Yes.
Using your mobile hotspot.
So tonight we're going to be in Wilmington at Dead Crow Comedy Room at 8, I think. Tomorrow, Thursday, the 23rd, we'll be in Raleigh at Neptune's Sam Mazzani show. I'm excited for that.
Sounds great.
And then Friday we split up. Friday you're going to go to Cincinnati, Brouhaha, and then I'm going to Huntsville, Alabama for Epic Comedy Hour. With one Andy Sanford, and then Jared, you're going
to visit family. 50th wedding
anniversary. Parents' 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So they're going to let you do some time there, probably?
Yeah, they'll probably put me up 8th,
What if
9th.
he quits?
Like, don't run the lights.
Hey, where are you guys from?
He walks off stage Thursday night, and he's like, well, I've quit comedy. And then we hear news that he's just like, oh, Jared also killed himself at his family. Parents' 50th.
It was his big send-off. It was...
really quite a farewell tour.
You know what? Seriously, though, if you're thinking about it, you should do that. Like, that would be awesome.
Kill myself or quit comedy?
I mean, if you're going to do it anyway, like, pick a moment.
Your
like,
yeah, make it, yeah, make it really epic.
I hope that you don't kill yourself. because if your family ever listens to this, they could take us to court maybe for like bullying you into.
Well, now I want to kill myself so you guys have that.
You don't kill yourself, but I do hope that you, Jordan has that weight on his shoulder. That would be really funny for me.
Nah, you're just like you're running ragged.
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
We're talking about picking up some
drunk a lot
today, just so you have that emergency lever to pull.
Yeah.
If this nausea,
and it's crazy too because I woke up. You were in the shower. You woke up before us, which is not something that you do.
Nope, I was up at 4 a.m.
Yes, yeah. You said he was up at 4 a.m. and we stayed in. I gotta tell you, great Airbnb last night. We stayed in Wesley Heights.
Oh my god,
it was
the most comfortable. Oh my, it was.
I've never laid in sheets that where I was like, oh, this is what people mean when they say a high threat couch.
Yeah.
It was
luxury.
Wow, that's nice. Awesome.
And I felt bad because Jared got it and covered it, and then you ended up sleeping on the couch for a little bit, and then we're just up.
Yeah, I just couldn't sleep. I didn't want to be like up and back and forth and like wake you guys, so I just sat on the couch.
You guys really pulled back pretty hard on that suicide stuff, huh? I didn't know. You guys okay?
Oh, you're committed.
You guys got nervous. That was awesome.
I want to talk about one more thing. And I hope this is okay with you, Jared, but doesn't matter because it's happening anyway. I want to talk about the other night in Atlanta. We did have a great time, went, did the Sweetwater Brewing Show, went and hung out at the famous Star Bar Show.
Yes, yeah.
Went to a bar afterwards.
And I fell asleep at the table.
We were all tying it on pretty heavy, but Jared fell asleep upright in the chair. And I'm going to try to describe this as best as I can because this is an audio medium. But Jared, you know when somebody falls asleep in a chair and then they lean to the side? And at first I thought that he was going to do what you do where you start to fall and then you jerk awake. And that never happened. Jared just passed out and then slowly got, I mean, all the way to like here.
Almost parallel with the ground. Yeah.
And then the bartender was like, guys, I'm sorry, but we are supposed to call people if somebody passes out in the bar. And so we're like, yeah, we'll wake them up. Don't worry about it. And it was very funny.
That's why I hate my body, because I can't sleep in a bed, but I can fall asleep in a fucking chair in a bar. Like, what?
Gravity
can I just be tired at a normal time in a normal piece of furniture that you're supposed to sleep in?
Oh, man. It was so funny. Do you want to get into the questionnaire with these gentlemen, or do you want to?
I do. Can we do? I think that's going to be better than the feelings wheel.
What was the feelings wheel?
The feelings wheel. So, do you mind if we just launch into that?
Okay, but yeah, I just
because I think yours is going to be a better conversation.
Okay,
and I don't want to follow that with what this feelings wheel may or may not turn into.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. It's just, did you ask me about this? I don't remember you bringing this up before. It's okay either way.
Well,
Jordan, you're in trouble.
I know.
Right now.
I just this have no like idea what's about to happen.
Oh, it's not much. It is literally, my mom texted to me, it is a feelings wheel, and it's a feelings vocabulary wheel. And I wanted to bring it up because it's like, sometimes we touch on, sometimes we've been more, a little bit more
serious.
Knowing
how you feel.
Yeah, knowing how you feel. Mm. And she just sent it to me. And it is kind of interesting.
Feelings vocabulary wheel?
Yeah. So it's like, how are you feeling? I think this is actually just it. So I'm actually glad where I'm doing it right now. But it's like, Jared, how are you feeling right now? Give me like...
Suicidal on there? Is it on the...
Okay, well, that actually...
it's weird. It doesn't say, wish I had a gun on here.
Are you looking it up right now too?
I am.
So it's like surprise. So there's like three wheels. There's like the inner wheel, surprise, bad, fearful, angry, disgusted, sad, happy. So I guess it's like the primary colors of feelings, and then it breaks down even more to the secondary, and
it
then
sort of starts in broad strokes, and then the
tertiary
further out
colors,
you get in circles on the wheel,
the
more specific it gets.
So I feel bad for always giving Jared the bad spot, and then it breaks down into bored, busy, stressed, tired. I actually don't feel none of those. Why don't we go to the quiz? How about that? Man. I tried, Mom. I thought it was going to be, but, you know.
Jared, where are you? You're in the pink, I think, huh?
I'm trying to look it up.
Joyful?
Yeah, I am.
You're in the pink. Right. That's where I think you're at, right?
Let down, humiliated, bitter, mad, aggressive, frustrated, distant. Critical. Actually, yeah, you nailed it.
Let's say if you feel inferior, which I think it's fair to say, then you then it's like guilty and ashamed. You feel depressed, right? That's the next level, and then you just feel sad.
Yep.
Right. That's kind of where you're living, right?
Yeah.
How do we get you out of the pink, buddy? How do we get you out of there?
That's
interesting.
I think you're a good dude, and I bust your balls a lot. But that's just because I love you, man.
I think,
So how do we get you out of the pink?
You know what it is? I think my seeing my
By
family
getting them
is
into the pink. Talking about.
Pussy? Going to smush a little pussy? You want to smush some pussy?
Smush some pussy.
What were you saying?
I think seeing my family is going to help. Because I moved to New York in April, and I've been subletting. So I'm staying in a room that isn't my... Yeah. It's none of my stuff. The bed's really uncomfortable.
It's very disoriented.
Just psychologically.
Homesick. I'm away from my girlfriend. It's just those. It's just homesickness. Yeah. And then lack of sleep, you know.
Well, good, man. I hope it works out for you. It'll be nice to see your folks.
I will say, since he's moved there and he's dealing with all of this, he's got a great bit out of it that I love. He's talking about moving in and just like being surrounded by everybody's stuff. And then he's like, yeah, and it's, you know, I've got a, there's a bed, but it's not mine. And it has wheels. And it's like, where are we going?
You're like a foster kid.
I just did your bit for you.
Yeah. I was going to do that bit last night, and I was going to add this to it, where I was like, yeah, I don't need my night terrors to now have mobility, you know? So
that's funny. Good. That's really that's funny.
But I forgot to do it last night. Yeah. But.
Yeah. That's crazy you forgot to do it because you had so much time to remember it.
I know, right? It's,
all right.
Does this get into the quiz?
Yeah, if anything, this podcast is pretty amorphous, but what we found is that since Jordan and I are such fat pieces of shit, we end up talking about food, and not like highbrow foodie shit, but just low rent junk food debates.
Okay. What's your diet like, Jason?
Yeah. You seem pretty in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
if that shape is a circle.
Hey. I call this the Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
I'm just a little round fella.
What's like a typical diet?
Also, for I guess Jason has one giant eye.
I said don't bring it up.
How could you not? What does your day look like yesterday, healthy, normal day, versus today, a little bit hungover? You need like some...
Yesterday I worked, so I had, you know, so I was...
Oh, yeah, you were working.
So yeah. They took care of me there. But yeah, my day, I don't really do breakfast. I'm a coffee or tea.
Yeah,
at lunch, it's usually a sandwich with, you know, I try to... Chips are like my... You know, my kryptonite, I like potato chips, so I try to avoid that now.
Okay.
I am trying to get in better shape. And then, if I have dinner, it's I eat out. I don't cook.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I'm the same, yeah.
But I try to, you know, I try to eat.
Do you have any, like, guilty pleasures?
Like, the potato chips. That's really... I would eat chips with soup. Like, I love potato chips. Really? Yeah, it's a problem.
I get it. Potato chips are great. What's your go-to brand?
Yeah, what's your go-to brand?
Utz. I like Utz. Utz Wavy.
Utz Wavy, yeah.
Yeah,
so you're just going like plain chip.
Yeah.
This is my
any
question.
Dips?
What's your What's your preferred potato chip flavor?
I'm boring, man. Vanilla.
Plain.
Vanilla,
yeah,
you like plain?
Plain chips.
If you had to have a flavor, what do you think?
I mean, I like a Dorito.
Okay. All right.
I like a regular old Dorito.
Do you do pretzels too?
Not so much. Yeah.
It's about the chip.
It's all about the chip, yeah.
The wavy Utz.
You know what? I think it's a way of like assaulting your meal. That's actually what I think. Why I like potato chips.
Salting it? Yeah.
It's sort of like adding salt to your meal. Yeah, potato chips. It enhances the flavor, whatever you're.
So, yeah, what about like Lay's too? Like if you're.
Yeah.
Oh, God, excuse me.
Oh, my.
I'm coming out both ends. It says kombucha. It's cleaning me out. And that's exactly what I wanted.
There you go, buddy.
All right.
So we've got this quiz.
We had a questionnaire. Yeah. We run through for guests, mostly food based. A couple other things on there,
okay.
And you guys can just go ahead and answer.
Give us your opinions.
Yeah, which cookie is superior and why? Chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin?
Very divisive issue for us.
Yeah, I'm going to say chocolate chip. I mean,
that's really interesting. Yeah, that's really. Now, walk me through your thought process.
Because oatmeal raisin's disgusting.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow,
I know it's an edgy opinion.
Huh. Actually, I don't think it's that edgy. I think it's like a pretty normal opinion that everybody should have.
We'll tell you guys that I'm oatmeal raisin camp. And
of course you are.
Fuck you.
Of course. If someone were to ask me which would he like better, just happened, of course you like oatmeal raisin.
You were
the oatmeal raisin of comic. That's comic. That's who you are.
Yeah, and now you're subpar. People
I don't
like,
know
eh,
if I'm
fine.
Insulted or...
Yeah, people are like, oh, this is going to be great. Oh, wait, it's oatmeal raisin, not chocolate chip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Better that than white chocolate chip macadamia nut, idiot cuck, huh? I'm not offended.
Jason, what's yours? What's your honest opinion?
I think we
clearly
know.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
A nice,
weird.
Warm,
you know what? So many
yeah,
people.
Soft oh baked, God, like soft the soft chip. Chips Ahoy
you
know, are amazing.
There have been a lot of martyrs that who were well ahead of their time and were chastised for their beliefs. So.
You know what I'm finding also that Jared, I think, just kind of referenced, but I do think, and this is getting a little bit ahead of ourselves in terms of debates, but I think that oatmeal raisin is similar to tuna salad in that you look at both from a distance, maybe, and you're like, with tuna salad, you're like, oh, it's chicken salad, great. And with oatmeal raisin, you're like, chocolate chip cookie, great. And then you get closer to both and you're like, oh God.
You get more and more disappointed the closer you get.
Your first sense visually is excitement, but then it's immediately followed by disappointment. So the whole the experience of an oatmeal raisin cookie starts with disappointment. You know what I mean? Before you
that's
eat
right.
it.
No.
Yeah.
More to my point that you see Jordan, you're like, this is going to be great, and the closer you get, you're like, oh no, this is a mess. I don't want anything to do with this.
The gooiness of a good oatmeal raisin cookie is just they're so good. I love them.
All right.
Jesus.
Okay, so we've come down on that.
All right. What is your preferred mayo based salad?
Yes.
And why? I'll run through a couple. just to get ourselves reacquainted.
I already got mine locked in.
Oh, yeah? Oh, hey,
what you got? Yeah, macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad.
Yeah.
It's been a popular answer in the past. Mm-hmm. Macaroni salad. I can get behind that. It's not my favorite, but I understand.
Yeah, I wouldn't make it number one, but I do like a good macaroni salad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Versatility on it. You can add a lot of stuff into it. Some people do like peas and like diced carrots. I like that.
Put a little bit of veggies in a macaroni salad.
Good macaroni salad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It can also be oil based.
Sure.
And I know it's...
That's more of like a pasta salad, though.
That's a good point.
Where you throw in some meat and cheese.
Some olive oil. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can do that with macaroni salad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love a good creamy macaroni salad.
Interesting.
I can get behind that.
Jason, you got a mayo-based
salad? Yeah, well, I have my mom makes a pasta mayo-based. And it's, you know, it's that. And there's like
fusilli pasta and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
broccoli. Exactly. Yeah. Broccoli's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And she doesn't overdo it with the mayonnaise. Uh-huh. She, and every once in a while she'll break. Like people get excited at the house
when she brings it.
Yeah. When she makes it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's usually a summertime thing.
Okay.
Which is also, I think, affects what you think about food and stuff.
Yeah. It reminds you of like a barbecue, you know?
Exactly.
That type of.
Put a little cheese in there and stuff. Oof.
Yeah.
Good work, Ma.
You were saying you're from the north as well, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Philly salad, is that something that you guys recognize? Have you heard this? Is
I don't think so.
Something this is, you mentioned your mom makes this. This is something my mom makes all the time, and it's weird because it's sliced cucumbers, lettuce, and like really runny mayonnaise and tomato. And it looks really gross and weird, but it's really good.
Philly salad.
It's called Philly salad. Yeah, it was a staple of my mom's. Every time she cooks.
But you're from Philly?
No, her family's from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we're from
Michigan.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
That's so weird, because I would actually expect a Philly salad to have garbage in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we are so much alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Philly is just a real shithole.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, I've actually had such a good time doing comedy in Philly, but like a lot of the Philadelphia people, I'm like, oh my, I mean, it's like laughably, like, holy shit, this is what you guys are
People are like this. Yeah, oh my God, great. I have friends who live there, and they live, like, to me, the suburbs of Philly are really kind of beautiful and great, but once you get into the city, it's like...
Delco proper?
It's the worst place.
Yeah, yeah.
I was born in Pittsburgh. That's much better, obviously.
Is there a big rivalry between... Well, I can't say that Pittsburgh's great because, you know, fuck the Steelers. They're a shitty bullshit team, and I hope they all die.
And then the podcast took a really weird turn.
Are we fighting, Brad?
I think so, yeah. Oh, wait, you're Cincinnati. You're from that...
Yeah, I like the Bengals.
Yeah, who chooses to go to Cincinnati is the next question.
A young Sam Evans did at the age of 18, and he never looked back. You know?
A very young, ignorant, foolish Sam Evans.
How long did you live in Pittsburgh?
I never really lived in Pittsburgh. I was five, I moved to Northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. It sounds like your parents like made a really smart decision. That's why you've turned into an okay guy.
It sounds like you're a liar.
That one kind of stung a little, Jordan. I don't appreciate that.
All right.
Wait, the Philly salad, I will say, I'm going to go back to it for a second. I have that all the time, cucumber dill, and they just call it a cucumber salad. But it's like a really runny mayonnaise thing.
Yeah,
there's a deli near my work that I get it all the time. Delicious.
All right.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
All right. Moving on. Question three.
Question three. This is exciting.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
And the anticipation now.
It keeps growing. And the list keeps growing the longer we do it.
Yeah. This is the feelings wheel. This a lot of food on this feelings wheel.
This is the only time we really articulate our thoughts well on the podcast.
We actually like to call it the fillings wheel. You know?
Oh, my God. Oh, God damn it. I hate that that's funny.
I'm coming for you.
All right.
Anthony's back.
Question three. Please list the three traditional breakfast cakes. We have pancakes, waffles, French toast, in order of personal preference, and explain why you ordered them as such. Waffles, pancakes, French toast. Go
in
most preferred to least preferred.
Yeah.
French toast.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Yep. With bacon. It's got to have bacon, like.
Okay.
Oh, as a
in the same bite. In the same
bite. We've talked about this.
Bite.
Yes. In the same bite.
Bacon, syrup. Am I saying that right? Syrup.
I mean, you can say however.
You're saying it like Jared would say it.
Yeah.
Syrup. Actually like to keep track of everybody's responses. So you go French toast with bacon, syrup, and every bite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You're a big sweet savory guy.
Oh, love it. Sweet savory. Love it.
Yeah, you love that. Okay, so after French toast with bacon, where do you go?
I'm going to do pancakes. Also. Bacon.
Wow.
And that's waffles, whipped cream.
Oh, you're diving in full
speed. I'm going in. I'll be dead next week. Yeah, with all of them.
With all of them, yeah.
But you don't go meat with a waffle. That's interesting.
No, I don't.
We've talked about this before, that, and we go to diners a lot. We find I'm with you on the bacon, just because it's nice to have like salty meat.
I do like a, I mean, I don't do same bite, but I always get, if I get a breakfast cake, I usually get like a side meat with it. Mm-hmm.
The McGriddle's probably my favorite. I mean, I'm serious. A sausage and cheese McGriddle. It's amazing. It's got everything it's got cheese on it. It's got a sausage patty.
It's got meat there's in every bite.
Syrup injected into the
syrup baked into the
it's injected. Yum.
It's injected.
They have a syrup syringe.
There are. There's little syrup pockets in it.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's,
Oh, my God.
I remember the first time I ever ate a McGriddle. I was just like, this is – it opened my world. And I was just like, I'm going to be a diabetic.
Can I be honest with you? I remember the first time I ate a McGriddle, hating it, and then trying it a couple years later and loving it. And I truly felt like, oh, I've changed. I'm an
adult. Yeah.
I did that with Kings. That's how I measure adulthood.
If you're like, I have a more refined palate now.
I did that with Kings of Leon. I sold back their first album, and then years later, I'm like a big fan.
I love them. We were just talking about them the other day. Big fan. I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
Good discography.
That's my problem. I measure adulthood in all the worst way. I'm like, of course I'm an adult. I like roller coasters.
Jason, what's yours?
Literally the exact opposite of what Jared's.
Oh, really? Waffles.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Waffles first.
You pivot around the pancakes.
Can I tell you something? This is the one debate that Jordan and I are perfectly in line with. Yeah. You are with the group. We go exact opposite from Jared.
Is that right? Yeah, of course. The waffles.
I mean, that's been the theme of the whole tour, though, right? So it only makes sense at this point.
It would only be better if you liked oatmeal raisin cookies.
Yeah. Love them. A little bit of bacon on top, some cheese.
All bacon with that's great. Yeah, I like the consistency of waffle. Little firmer.
Yeah,
a little firmer cake.
My thing is lots of butter. Size.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can get too many pancakes.
Well, there's a variation of texture in there that I like also. Although you know what I realized the other night too. We went to the Majestic Diner and got some chicken and waffles in Atlanta.
Oh yeah, chicken.
Great waffle, but I realized that I also like equally as much, it's similar to the Waffle House waffle, which is not really like a big Belgian waffle. It is almost very similar to a pancake, but it has enough texture.
Yeah.
It's flat.
It's not too thick. Right. Yeah.
And it's like thin and floppy like a pancake, but it does have enough texture that you're like, oh no, that's a waffle.
More than anything, it's just plate sized.
Yes.
And that's all I want. The texture. Yeah. My issue with pancakes is that there's always too many of them. And then at the end, they just turn like wet. They're just so soaked in syrup. It's like a wet napkin, you know, like trying to chew on it and stuff. So
I haven't had a pancake in probably 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's really close to the French toast for me in terms. Because of the same issue. The consistency doesn't. It's structurally not sound. Is what I'm saying. Bad design.
The waffle. Let's face it. Like the square. I mean, it's just so. It is not only a culinary feat, it is a design feat.
It's an architectural phenomenon.
The squares made for butter and or syrup.
Little baby syrup pockets. Are you kidding me? Just build into it.
And there's this ironic, like a pancake tower. Like, really, dude?
I'm sorry. I can't stop it.
You're farting over there.
Yeah. It's probably not picking up on Mike, but Jordan has now farted three times.
I think so. Three or four. What were we saying, though?
Like a burst, loud. Not just quiet, you know.
It's quite, as I like to say, percussive.
Yeah. It is percussive.
You were saying pancake stack.
Yeah, the stack is like
old tower pancakes.
Yeah, it can't hold itself up. You know what I mean? Like, you would think that the waffle would have a tower named after it or something. But anyway,
That was good.
I think butter. I prefer when people say it's good instead of laughing.
Do you do butter on all of them?
Yes.
I can't. I don't think
butter and syrup.
Butter and
did I say it
syrup.
Right?
Syrup. I think it's syrup.
I think it.
We could honestly do this questionnaire the whole time if it gets much longer.
I think so. Yeah.
Because I am having so much fun with this. I really am too. Only about halfway through the question.
Jason asked us several times. Yeah, I asked you to do the podcast last night, or we asked you, and then you're like, "Yeah, I'd love to." What is it about? And then we have a hard time describing it, but this is what it's about. It's about food what you like.
And mostly minutia. We decided that what Jim Gaffigan does with stand-up, we like to do with podcasts. Just minutia.
You, t- you, t- you tackle
tackle the
yeah.
The big...
And it skews blue sometimes because we talk about shit problems a lot.
Yeah.
Cummy smelling rooms.
Oh yeah, cummy smelling. Have you tasted your own cum?
Yes,
that's a big one.
That's a, I, we should. Mm-hmm. Is that on the?
It's not. It but we might as well.
I don't think it should. There should be like a secret list where we're like, if we're comfortable enough. After
should I list the order in which of your guys' cum I prefer in descending order?
Yeah. We started this podcast with actually a flight Jason of first. Everybody's cum.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
You're like, this one pairs well.
Sign me up. Jesus.
I am a big believer in there is nothing wrong with tasting your own cum, and it's only natural. Yeah, and I'll never be ashamed of that.
Yeah. I never have.
That'll get you fired from being the Surgeon General, right? Isn't that why she got... They let her go?
Wait, what?
Because
what?
She said that exact thing.
Really?
She said,
this
wait,
is
what
like,
did she
this
say?
Like,
what?
This is like
this
5 years ago, yeah. The Surgeon General, I can't remember what her name... I think it was the Surgeon General.
Of the United States?
Of the United States.
That's great.
And I'm probably misquoting it, but she basically said that, you know, don't not to experiment, but... to some degree taste your own gum.
Really?
She got just reamed in the news and yeah.
And I'm fired
pretty,
because
pretty
of
sure
it?
She got fired. There's probably people listening to this going, this guy's an idiot. But if you look it up, yeah.
I am floored by this and we're gonna talk about
I'm
it.
I'm Googling
for,
it right now.
Dial up the Googs.
Surgeon General. This is also not even on the questionnaire.
I got it. Just valid reasons why you should consider eating your own semen, Rebel Circus.
Oh, wow. 14 Rebel Circus.
14 shocking health benefits of sperm and semen. What happens if you eat your own sperm? And then a Quora. Do women like a guy who's not afraid to taste his own semen? I don't think that's a selling point, but...
It's a selling point.
Oh, this is fun. Have you ever tasted your own semen from the website Jack and World? That's fun.
See? Jack and World gets it.
The history of male orgasm.
Surgeon General.
There it is. Jocelyn Elders. Here, I'll read what I have.
Yeah.
Minnie Jocelyn Elders, pediatrician and public health administrator. She was a vice admiral in the public health service. Appointed Surgeon General of the U.S., best known for her frank discussion, views, controversial issues such as drug legalization, masturbation, forced to resign in 1994, amidst controversy as a result of her views. But it doesn't say that specifically. This is her Wikipedia, but I guess views on sex education. But anyway.
You said 5 years ago. That is...
That's 94, yeah. I have no concept of time whatsoever.
Well, it's easy to forget when you're like old as fuck.
That was 25 years ago.
Luckily.
I'm sorry, Jason.
I got like 4 gray hairs, guys. No one's ever going to see this.
Yeah, but you're also...
You got a good salt and
pepper.
I got salt and pepper.
What people can see is that you're actually sitting at the table in a wheelchair, so...
That felt very discriminatory.
That was actually why we couldn't hear you on mic early in the podcast. I had to wheel you closer.
Come in here.
You boys.
All right.
This old man alone.
All right. So we know my stance. Taste your own cum. Jordan is
so what we're trying to say is ex-Attorney General Jocelyn likes to fuck.
All right. Question number 4. Moving on. Which is better, tacos or burritos?
Oh.
Why?
Ooh, wow.
That's.
I just want to preface this by saying this is, of all the questions, probably the most controversial amongst us.
Most controversial for Jordan.
No.
Love a burrito that has like tortilla in it. So you get the crunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
You're saying like toasted tortilla?
Yeah, or just tortilla chips or like taco shell.
Like
or like when you do
texture.
Like a
burrito with crunch.
Or yeah, if you do like a soft taco around a taco shell, a hard taco shell.
Oh,
like
that. Like your crunch, cheesy gordita.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. I like them both together.
Yeah.
So,
but you have to.
Yeah, but we.
But
are,
I have
gotta,
to. Oh, I have to pick one. Then
you to choose.
Yes.
Okay. Burrito.
Oh wow, that's interesting. Burrito.
Okay.
Yeah. Desert Island.
Should I go on?
Well, you kind of did it in reverse. You gave the description and then.
No.
You don't need to go on. I mean, I think we all get it.
Burrito. Jason.
Jason, hit us. Taco or burrito?
You know, I think I got to go taco. I got to go.
Love
I
it.
Go.
I love it. I love it. Hung jury, baby.
Defend your position.
Yes.
That burrito is too much going on there.
Oh, God.
I think it's just too Christ. Big and it's like.
Amen.
It's just
preacher,
a mess.
Brother.
I like a fish taco. I like a little. You
yes,
know,
yeah.
I do like a fish taco.
I do. We haven't even talked about.
I like the diversity of a taco. You can get it hard, or you can get it soft.
Yes,
you can get corn, or you can do flour.
It's a lot of options there, man. I think if, you know, I think
28. I'm going to come back to it. I got a lot of good points that I'm going to bring up in future episodes.
Yeah. To me, I don't know. Burrito, it seems like you get one big lump of something wrapped into something.
Mm-hmm. I think you guys are probably about this. I'm guessing, just off the top of my head, I'm guessing the sixth and seventh guest. And you are both, Jason, you are the first guest to side taco.
No, that is not true at all.
Who else signed a taco?
Carmen did.
And who are these clowns that you guys are talking to is what I want to know.
Carmen did it. Who are these people? Be an asshole to me.
Carmen, he's like I would say as many as four. I would say at least two or three. Outside of me. This is something else we need to keep track of then because.
Okay, yeah. We'll go back and listen.
Yeah.
You get to control what's in your taco, too. The burrito's just sort of like they just jam it in there.
You tell them in certain places what to put in there before they roll it up.
What burrito places are you going to where they're like, no!
Well, I guess what I mean is I get to choose when I want to have some rice, and I could put them in the same bite if I want, but I don't have to. Burrito's a very fascist food.
I love a burrito with rice in it. It just cuts out the middleman.
That is maybe the most angry statement I've ever heard.
It's fascist. Like, you're going to eat all of this, every bite, no choice.
I've never felt more American and free when I am balls deep in a burrito.
You know what I also...
You fuck it and then eat it?
Yes.
Oh, back to the cum thing. Yeah, okay.
And it's not an issue for me because I eat my own cum.
You have to say, if the question is which one you would rather fuck, I'd have to go with burrito. I think.
I'm going to say taco because it's dangerous. I'm excited. You could cut yourself, you know.
But you have a good point, Jason. It's that, like, a taco, I'm doing it on my own. I have full control over my own meal.
That's
burrito,
you have to freelance contract
somebody to build your burrito for you.
Have you never made your own burrito? Not hard.
I know it's not hard, but there's nowhere you're going that you're like, oh, do you want to assemble all the ingredients for yourself?
With a burrito, you are committed to what's in the burrito.
Yes.
With a taco, I can have a bite of taco and then maybe get some rice and beans on my next bite.
You can also...
I just want a reprieve from all of the ingredients at once.
Also, what are you doing at home?
Your problems with the burrito, like, you can solve them so easily by deciding what you want in your burrito and then getting size to accompany it.
See, you're missing my point. Is that every bite has everything in it. With a taco, you get to decide what's in each bite.
And I am telling you that I hear what you're saying, and you're insane because you can do the same thing.
What are you more likely to have? Fast forward 10 years. You, your wife, and your three kids in a lovely house.
That will never happen.
In a lovely house.
It's a long shot. Yeah.
Your wife is like, what do you want tonight?
Your girlfriend, your three regrettable abortions.
Regrettable.
Your wife is like, what are we doing for dinner? You come home, long day at work. Your wife is like, I made dinner. Guess what we have? We have taco night. Nobody's doing burrito nights. It's an assemble-your-own-taco night.
I'm going to have a burrito night now. That sounds like an amazing idea.
Can I tell you this? My family, for tradition, this is a long story. My dad was a surgeon, so he would always take call on Thanksgiving so that he could have Christmas off. He would take call. And then he would tell my mom, don't make a turkey dinner because I don't want you to put – that's a lot of work to put in. Don't do that. Just do whatever simple that we can all enjoy together as a family. Mm. Evan's family tradition, Thanksgiving, tacos. Do you know what I did for taco Thanksgiving? My mom always had available 12-inch flour tortillas. And guess what?
I made a burrito.
You can have a burrito at – taco night. It's just called taco night just because you can do whatever you want. I cannot believe that I'm wasting time arguing about it.
You know what?
Sam, I want to know, who are you trying to convince, buddy?
Yeah. Us or yourself? Yeah.
Also, it really feels like you're arguing with yourself here.
It really does. Also, in that, you know what I heard in that story was your dad was just like, look, I don't know, what's your mom's name?
Connie,
make this as easy as possible for the entire family. And you know what I heard? Sam comes in, he's just like, I want more! I want to make this as difficult as possible. I'm a big old bitch, Connie. You're raising a big old bitch. I'm complicated. Were you the middle child and you needed attention?
No, I was the youngest. I got all the attention. Well, oh, this is great. Well, so, all right.
Let's close the section out by saying burritos are a trash food, are garbage food for garbage people. That's what I'll say.
Jared, I think you'll agree with me. Let's close this section out by saying these guys are fucking stupid.
I'm with you. Yeah, you can.
But coming from trash people doesn't affect
us. Yeah, it really doesn't.
Yeah,
wolves,
but you are right about me being a garbage person, too.
Wolves don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep.
We haven't talked about that. We were at, what's it called? Elizabeth Billiards?
Yeah, where are EBs?
After the first show of the tour.
On Friday.
Hanging out, having a good time. And there was another group of people out on the patio of this bar. And one guy jokingly shoved his friend back. And his friend, like, stepped on my foot. No big deal. And the guy that shoved his friend looked at me. He was like, "I'm so sorry, man. I apologize." And his friend turned around and was like, "Hey, I'm not actually sorry. And I don't really give a shit." And I tried to, like, joke and be like, "Hey, me neither, man." And he was just like, "Yeah, I don't get." And I was like, "Okay, cool. I guess this guy's just a fucking psychopath ready to fight whomever." And then he turned around, and that was the saying in, like, a weird graphic on the back of his shirt: "Wolves don't concern themselves with the opinion."
I saw that guy.
Good
sure
luck, Queen City of Charlotte. That guy's just walking around.
I'm actually glad. I when you first told me that story, I was like, "Fuck! I wish that I would have seen that and heard that, because I would have said something to him and been a dick." But now thinking back on it, I'm glad that I didn't, because I 100% would have said something, because we were hardcore on home turf. There were like 15 of us hanging out.
Yeah.
I was home. We just had a great show. I was riding a high, drunk. And then
you for sure would have.
I've got Jordan there behind us too. Like Jordan McSwain's he's like a 6'4" and he's a bouncer. He's I'm like, "Oh no, I would have 100% said something."
You know, this is
guy.
Kind of exciting. I've never seen you swing your dick before. This is the first time.
Really?
Good job, buddy. Yeah.
Well, that's a shame, because you see me do it with your girlfriend all the time.
You know, so much for giving him a compliment once, huh? Look at that. Now you're back to being a little sweet little girl.
That didn't feel like me. I'm sorry I said that.
No.
Mostly because you're single.
Yeah. This is how taco people treat each other.
I was just going to say, you sound like a burrito kind of guy right now, Jordan.
All right.
Sorry to betray you.
Moving on. Question 5. Favorite cheese. Why? Mm. Also, sub question, are there any cheeses that you hate?
Favorite cheese?
This one's not going to surprise you either. Cheese Whiz is
Cheese Whiz.
Jesus Christ.
Can I pick that one?
I'm not about to shame you. I get the appeal of Cheese Whiz. I'm just saying, first time we've gotten Cheese Whiz.
I've put Cheese Whiz on a bagel.
This is impossible fucking said Cheese Whiz, man.
I wasn't sure, because it's not really cheese. It's just
I feel anger right now.
you're gonna hate this next part, because I used to put it like on a bagel and put syrup, like back when I was a kid, way before the McGriddle. So I like came up with the McGriddle kind of, and I think that's why I love them so much. But yeah, Cheese Whiz. I'll just
cheese.
And again, that's my mom puts it on everything.
You can put it on everything. Right, it sounds like there's a nostalgia in there.
Yeah, it's like a comfort food. Yeah. Okay. Cheese Whiz on Texas toast, like garlic bread.
I'm astounded. Can I tell you, I've never considered Cheese Whiz cheese, and it's in the name. I'm just like, oh, that's.
I support it. I really do.
I'm into it, man.
What was the sub question?
Are there any cheese?
Yeah, fucking Cheese Whiz. It's the only one.
We started today as friends, and we are going to end as bitter enemies because of these divisive questions.
Right now. What have they done to you?
Well, whatever. It's working. 50 years. Good for them.
Are there any cheeses that you hate?
I don't know. I don't think so. I used to hate blue cheese when I was a kid, but now I love it. I love it. My girlfriend is huge into blue cheese. She puts it on everything. She hates ranch, blue cheese dressing, all of it.
Oh,
love it all.
Ranch?
Yeah.
You should break up with
her. No, that's why one of the reasons I love her.
Oh, that might be a good ranch or blue cheese.
Yeah, ranch or blue cheese with your wings. Yeah. Where do you go?
Blue cheese all the way.
I go blue cheese as well.
No. Like Cheese Whiz.
I'll do both. I like to. Ranch has been so good to me in my life that I can't turn my back on it, you know? I can't.
Like it's a record company to put out your first single. Leave Ranch. They knew me when nobody knew me.
They were with me from the beginning. They were with me from home, taco night.
You sound like
my
Michael
childhood.
Jackson not wanting to leave Motown. Like, they've always been there.
Oh, that's so funny.
Doesn't hate a cheese, loves Cheese Whiz. I think I support it 100%.
That reminds me of Leland Long's joke about, he's talking about butter, and I can't believe it's not butter. He's just like the pitch for it, and he's just like standing in front, and it's like, well, what is this product you got here, bud? And he's like, well, you're not going to believe this, but it's butter. And then he's talking about the spray form. He's like, you know how butter comes in a spray form? The same style. Or fuck, I'm ruining it, but I'm ruining it so hard. I'm sorry, Leland.
Oh, Leland, I can't wait for you to hear this.
It comes in. He says that.
Leland Long, friend of the pod, very, very funny comedian.
Yeah, really funny. You butchering his joke so hard. He says, you know, I can't believe it's not butter. It comes in a spray form. He's like, you know, like a sneeze.
There you go.
There we go. That's
I
funny. Saved it.
I wouldn't even say it's butchering because a butcher would take it apart methodically. Oh.
Sure, you've been razzing it. You've been on something else. Jason, favorite cheese.
Oh, that's so good.
Favorite cheese. Why are there any cheeses you hate? You already kind of covered Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, Cheese Whiz. It only comes in a can, right? Spray can, right?
No, it comes in like a jar, a glass jar.
Cheese
Whiz. But it's probably not too far removed from canned cheese. It's probably the same.
You're talking about the
melted plastic.
You're talking about
I thought Cheese Whiz was like an. I thought it was like an.
Is the can with the nozzle that you almost whipped cream.
Yeah, we exclusively had the glass jars.
I think it comes in both.
He's really?
I've seen those before, the glass
spreadable
jars.
Spreadable cheese.
Spreadable cheese.
Well, also cheese. The can is also spreadable, but it more is...
Apple. You know the people... You know the real fans of Cheese Whiz who are like, I can't be bothered by a nipple, you know?
Yeah, I always got the time. I need to scoop it right out. I need two tablespoons.
I bet you were the kid who smelled like milk in school.
I think I still am the kid that smells like milk.
It wouldn't be an episode of our podcast if I didn't have to pee in the middle.
You gotta go pee?
Yeah, yeah.
You may take over duties, or should we just...
You can go. We'll have Jason talk about his favorite cheese. The bathroom's only about 6 feet away.
That's right. Yeah.
I would say I think I would go with like a goat cheese, right? That's a little pretentious.
It's a solid? But I get it.
I really like it. They actually in town here, they do a great goat cheese bruschetta.
It's
amazing. Soul Gastro.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Great restaurant.
I do like goat cheese because it's like the saltiness of it that I really like. Almost like it sometimes more than blue cheese.
It's like a white cheese whiz almost, right?
My God.
That's all.
Fuck me. By the way, so Cheese Whiz, which isn't cheese, it's like an onomatopoeia, the whiz part. So
cheese
if it doesn't
whiz.
Come out of the thing, it's just... Bad cheese? What are they? Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz.
It's the sound it makes. Bzz, like, that's what that is. It's stupid, is what I'm telling you.
It is. I get that.
So,
but
so
it doesn't make it better that I prefer the glass jar Cheese Whiz and not the nipple.
You know what? It doesn't.
No.
It does not at all. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of a goat cheese, Jason.
I'll amend it a little bit because it's not really something that I put on a sandwich. Necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. This is the big
piecemeal
trouble that we find with the best cheese debate is that when you're thinking about like your favorite preferred cheese, it's so hard to pick like a multi-dimensional cheese that can do
that
something
can do
and anything.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Because when I think about cheese, I think about good on pasta / pizza, but I also think about sandwich cheese, and then I also think about a dip for a cheese. You know, like it's just a range of things.
Yeah, that's tough to nail one cheese down.
I don't know if this counts. I don't think I've ever said this before, and I think it counts as a cheese, but if I had to pick one overall, maybe pimento cheese.
Really?
Yeah. It's you know, it's quite a versatile. It works at parties as a dip, and then you can put it on sandwiches. Oh, which fucking reminds me that I want to stop and pick up some Ruth's pimento cheese from the grocery store.
You know, this is a scary thing to say in the South. Do not like pimento cheese.
I didn't realize it was a Southern thing.
Have you had Southern pimento cheese? Like, I don't want to be pushy. I know people don't like what they don't like, but I will say up north, pub cheese is a big thing, and I'm not a fan of that.
Okay.
And so if that's you had in your childhood and you haven't had it in several years, I would recommend Ruth's.
I've tried it here over the years, and every time I have it, it's not like Cheese Whiz, but it's not.
I've never been a big pimento cheese guy.
It's the Cheese Whiz of the South.
It's almost like there's like a horseradish texture to pimento cheese, which I don't care for.
I know what you're talking about. I will say the reason I keep naming the same brand Ruth's pimento cheese is because it's quite mayonnaise-y and sweet, and that that's what I love. It's like it's less hard than the other.
You're really stepping up for pimento. I didn't realize that was such a big
roots
thing
pimento cheese.
Let me put this out there as a citation of maybe one shortcoming of pimento. I think as I just cited, I think I can't see it being put on pizza or pasta.
Yeah, right.
And having it work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it goes well on burgers.
Yeah, I could see that. Or sandwich. Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of dipping its feet into the main entree. Mm. As you...
I'm a big fan of like cheese in general. I'm actually a really big fan of cheese. Oh, I love. But I think probably the most diverse, I would have to say, might be cheddar.
Cheddar can go on.
Yeah, cheddar's kind of all over the place. It's like the, you know.
I also enjoy cheddar because it like feels like an American cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a national
Even though cheddar has got to be.
That's actually what real American cheese is. It's like Wisconsin barrel cheddar.
Yeah. Or Vermont cheddar.
See, you say that, that sounds delicious to me.
Wisconsin barrel. Big old barrel of cheese whiz.
I do love, what's it called? Vermont. I'm going to forget the name of it.
Tillamook?
No, I don't know what that is.
Cabot?
No.
I love
Cabot. You know what? It's Vermont cheddar is what I'm thinking Vermont of, cheddar. which is a slightly different flavor. Yeah. I get that a lot.
I love
the Teeter.
Oh, yeah. I really miss Harris Teeter because it's got, they have a great selection of cheeses, dips, juices.
They really do have
things, my uncle says. Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter.
You're the
Swiss, I like a Swiss, too.
Swiss is good. I could like turkey bacon Swiss sandwich. Yeah. I've talked about it before on the pod. I want to bring it up right now because my favorite, it's a milestone for me today because my favorite cheese, smoked Gouda, not any smoked Gouda, the smoked Gouda on the toasted turkey sandwich from Earl's Grocery.
Yeah.
It's my favorite sandwich of all time. Anytime I get a turkey sandwich at a bodega, I just give them the ingredients to recreate it and it's never the same. And
Do you want to tell them what you said? Verbatim to me, Jordan. I was like, "How's the sandwich, Jordan?" And Jordan goes, "Not as good as I remember."
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did take a bite of it, and you are right. The cheese on it is very good, but it's just a good turkey sandwich.
It's just a good turkey sandwich. Sure. Yeah. Can I tell you, it's a different chef. The cook has changed.
So you think they switched up the cheese?
Not they switched up the cheese. I think the guy's just not the guy.
It's like your barber going to a different salon.
It's it's like the same haircut, but you're just not doing it the same way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think the other guy used to actually like cook the meat a little bit too, and this was just like cold turkey. I miss that guy.
Yeah, that's pretty disappointing.
I'm gonna track him down. It's a good smoked Gouda. I love Earl's Grocery. If you ever,
I go there sometimes. It's good joint.
We're sitting at just about an hour right now, so obviously we have no time limit, really. But
I think what were you going to say?
We got three questions left.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You could probably just cut most of Jared's stuff out, right?
Yeah, probably. And honestly, probably
this whole time I've been thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, they're going to go to like upload it and it's like, oh, Jared's mic actually wasn't on. It was broken. It was broken or something. Like
a boy can hope.
It's just that's my luck.
No, it's on. All right.
People are going to think that I hate you when they hear
I think
that.
We should keep going with
all
that.
All right, though. Good. You're one of my favorite people.
I need a good rival, and I think...
Yeah, you could be. Yeah,
we got enough
nemesis.
Opposites in the food you know category. That
are we
I didn't...
both second guessing it right now?
As far as superheroes go, we need a nemesis. But I don't think,
but I think
you're
we're fine.
Yeah,
strong enough to be my
no,
nemesis.
Just
no,
two
I was going to think I was more the hero, and you were the
villain.
That's
fair.
You were the supervillains. You had the supervillain sitting like when we got in here. So you have the more supervillain.
You know what? I'm pretty okay with being the heel.
All right. Question number six: when does the week begin? Sunday or Monday?
Yeah.
God damn it, I love this question so much.
I know that it's technically Sunday, but when do you feel like the week begins, Sunday or Monday?
I just want to remind you that if you get this wrong, you are going to hell, okay?
I'm saying Monday because that's when my work schedule is listed from Monday to Sunday.
Lord forgive him, for he knows not what he does.
There you go. Great.
I get it.
Great response.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you get that a lot. I'm sure that's a very common.
Yeah.
That's a common response. Here's where I'm at. I believe Monday is the start of the week. However, I struggle with the fact that every calendar goes Sunday to Saturday.
Yeah.
When you fill out paperwork, the end of the week is Saturday.
Uh-huh.
That's how it works.
That's probably more pertinent to you because Jason works in the film industry and you're working a lot, probably on the weekends and stuff.
No. Anytime I filled out paperwork for any job, they say your the billing or not billing cycle. But your it's invoice or whatever. Saturday's always the billing end of the week.
Yeah,
which would then make Sunday the start of the week.
So you're going with Monday as the start of the week.
Yeah, I think psychologically Monday's the start, but I think on paper Sunday.
Here's my thing, though. Here's my thing.
I don't know.
Sure, I mean we could go. You know, communism was good. We could wax.
Here's my thing: is that I think Sunday. What does everybody do? They take Sunday to get ready for the work week, right? Sunday, you're already in work mode.
It's a day of rest, you heathen.
Yeah, to get ready for the week. It's the beginning of your week. You're winding down.
Yeah, winding down. Winding down.
Oh, yes. Poor word choice, my friend.
Which happens at the end of
it. Down at the end of a thing.
You know what?
You don't wind down to start.
Why don't you all take a second and just open up your calendars on your phone? Point proven. Next question, please. Thank you very much.
It's weird how you like argue with yourself sometimes.
I'm not arguing with myself.
You keep talking.
I just, you know what? You're absolutely right. I need to just stop arguing about it because right now I am the vocal political majority because my legislation has been passed. It starts legally on Sunday. You guys are just a weird vocal minority that like meets in secret on weekends and
at night. It's good to know in these trying times politically, we can count on Jordan to just blindly trust the government. That's good. No, we need one of those.
They have our best interests in heart.
The state wouldn't take advantage of us. Question number 7. This is where I am in the minority, but I have to do this. Jordan, will you hand me your backpack, please?
Oh, you know what? I'll get you. Okay. Yeah.
I got it.
Fucking backpack.
It's not about specifically my backpack, but here, okay. Hold on.
All right. So we've kind of explained it to our viewers before, but I will try to give a brief synopsis.
We should post a diagram.
There's usually more than two pockets, but there are two major pockets. We have the one pocket that is physically larger that opens at the top of the backpack. It's the closest to the straps. Yeah.
Think normal JanSport.
Yeah. And then you have a smaller pocket that is further towards the rear of the backpack that a lot of people put keys in, wallets, stuff like that.
You're already priming. I hear the language you're using, and I don't appreciate it.
Now, our question is concerning the smaller pocket. What would you call this pocket?
You're like, hey, can you get the pin out of my...
The pooch. Grab it out of the pooch there.
Okay. All right. Pooch. Haven't heard that. That's okay.
I would call it a pouch. It's the pouch.
Okay.
That's, you know what? I don't think we've heard that before. And that actually is a pretty, I feel like I've heard pouch before.
Small pouch. I would go, that's a good, okay. We haven't gotten that.
I'm trying to run it in my head. I think I would say the front.
You're pocket. You got it. Yeah. Now listen to what this fucking psycho calls it.
I call this the back pocket. Oh. No. Now hold on. Okay. Because this is my.
That might be the craziest thing I've heard in this podcast. He said Cheese Whiz was his favorite cheese.
This is my point. When you put it on,
I heard
it's
you say
the pocket that's in the back.
When you said the rear earlier, I was like, already, I felt uncomfortable.
But do you see my point?
It's sort of blowing my mind right now because I've never thought about that. Yes. But that really makes sense.
That's at the back.
To quote Tommy John again, we're not dumb enough to come up with that.
No, because the part that's touching your back is the back of it.
Yeah, but it's also the rear. Like, if I put it on...
Just because it's behind you doesn't mean it's the rear.
Yeah, but that's how a backpack is worn.
No, the backpack lives in its own...
The backpack lives in its own...
It lives on its own, separate from my body.
It has the word back in it. It's supposed to be on your back. And if it's on your back, then the back of it is this pocket.
If that's the back, what is the part that's touching your back?
The main pocket.
No. The flat part.
The material that touches your back right now. What do you call that?
Yeah.
The straps.
No.
Now you're just saying.
I wouldn't call it the back. I truly wouldn't.
What would you couldn't call it the front?
I guess I would have to call it the front of the backpack. Yeah. I would.
You know what would happen in this scenario? You would never get a pin. Nobody would ever be able to get anything out of your book bag.
Well, yeah.
Can you get it out of the backpack lives a life in reverse.
Exactly. This is the back.
No, that's the front.
No.
It's not part of your world.
The backpack doesn't exist on its own. You guys are crazy.
Literally the design suggests that this is the front of the backpack. It's the part they spend time on design, on ergonomics, all those
ergonomics,
things.
And
they certainly don't spend that much time on the back of the backpack.
Absolutely, they do.
They to conform. They spend time on the front of the backpack,
and the part that conforms to your back is the front of the backpack.
Oh my God, that is that is literally absolute nonsense.
You know, every time we get to this, I'm just like,
I'm emotionally torn right now. Can we get the feelings wheel? Because I see exactly what you're saying.
Thank you.
But it's also conditional because if you like what you said was like, oh, can you grab me a pen from the front? It's from that person's perspective. So to that person that's grabbing something out of your backpack,
yeah,
it's the front to them.
Yeah,
but it is the back.
And let's this brings
I don't
up
know
just
if
because
I can
it's
go
behind
on
you
living
doesn't
with
mean
this.
It's I think the front disconnect doesn't mean it's the back.
This brings up another point though, because if I'm asking somebody to get something out of what I call the back pouch, it is because I can't reach the back pouch because it's on my back. So then it would be the back pouch.
Right.
If I was reaching it out and it wasn't on my back,
subjective,
I wouldn't ask
subjective
anybody too. I would just go grab it myself.
Objection, Your Honor. No. Again, you're making it subjective because you're like, this is all about me. And it's not. It's about the backpack.
It's about
that's
it's about
right.
The backpack.
You know what, Jordan? You're absolutely right. And where is the backpack typically worn?
On your back.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Which has nothing to do with the backpack itself.
Absolutely it does, because it means that the back of the backpack is what you call the front of the backpack, which is not the front. It's the back.
Can I illustrate something? So I'm sitting here right now. You know what? This is left, right?
So is that. Is also
yes. He just turned. He pointed one way and then stood up and turned around.
I know. But if the backpack stays on my back when I turn around to say now left is that way, back is still this way.
But if you were to put the backpack right here, this would always be the front, no matter where you went around.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I got?
If that was where a backpack was designed to go.
Okay, you know what? I got it right now. Can you stand up real quick? And then take the backpack off? Real quick? Yeah. Okay, so you know, now put it on the front of your body.
No one
yeah.
Yeah.
Do it. I'll hold
idiots.
The mic. I'll hold.
Only idiots would
no,
wear
they do not. A bunch of people do that. I do it occasionally. It's
oh,
quite
really?
Comfortable.
I'm,
switch it up.
I'm certain Jared does it sometimes.
On the front of your body,
I am
Sam.
Not putting the backpack.
Sam.
I have never worn a backpack on
give
the front
me
of my
this,
body.
Give
it's
me
so
the book bag.
And
give
it's
me the
full of Cheese Whiz. I've got four cans of Cheese Whiz in the front of my backpack.
That's what he carries in the front pocket.
What is the back pocket now, Sam, that it's on the front of my body? Yeah, yeah. Hey,
nobody wears a backpack like this.
Haven't you seen people wear backpacks like this?
Only idiots.
Urban youths, maybe.
However,
oh, what did you mean by that, Jordan?
I meant kids growing up in the inner city.
Yeah, is that
in New York
City? I read your coded Southern language, racist fuck.
You're just upset because you're so clearly wrong.
We could argue about this all day.
This backpack is on the front of my body. This is not the backpack or back pocket now. See, the problem is that you're operating from a like a X and Y type bar graph. So there's like zero, and then positive one, and zero, and negative one, and your body is zero. It's like, no, you're not.
I'll take it to the end of my days. I will take it.
Hopefully,
Jared,
that's sooner
you know
rather than later.
Thank
with
you
that kind
for,
of
in spite of being so tired and just you know, kind of mentally foggy. It's crazy how, in spite of that, you're the one at this table with the most open mind.
No,
I appreciate
thank you.
That.
Yeah.
No, you think you're standing up for truth, but if you don't stand up for anything, you're gonna. I can't. I was gonna say if you stand for nothing, you're gonna fall for anything. And right now, you're being a big old coward and
no,
letting him bully you into this.
Yeah.
It's turned my world upside down, but I think I'm.
Yeah,
it's I, not I think Sam has convinced me.
Yeah,
that is a real it's, shame. That's yeah. right. Yeah. You love sheep. You live to surround yourself with sheep.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great.
Well, I know you guys don't care because wolves don't concern us. All right.
What a fascinating discussion. I'm not even being facetious.
I just want to say, when on the car ride for the rest of the week, if we're ever in the car, you ask me to get something for you, I'm going to make it so difficult.
I won't need your help.
Hey, can you get that from the back for me? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hey,
you
wait.
In the front?
There's not even a pocket on the back of this thing.
It actually won't be that big of an adjustment for me because so far this week I have found you to be zero help. Final question.
Sam and I just met this weekend, and we really see eye to eye on our opinions of Jordan.
final question. Question number 8. This is a newer one. Really, we haven't spent that much time. We should actually, and in future, I am going to move the rear pocket to the end, because
that's a lot of,
far and away what gets the most
heat.
What is your favorite condiment?
We should probably spend a minute and define condiment, shouldn't we?
That's a good question.
Not trying to be funny, point. I was going to say cheese. I'm dead serious. Because it is, it's a spreadable, it's a condiment.
It's a condiment. It's
Jason, now, Jason's getting
Jason
up.
Jason is gone.
Out.
Jason
will,
is left.
I actually, I do concur with Jason, and I feel so bad because you're so sweet. I do push back on that. I don't think you can call it.
No, no, that's why I didn't, but it was, it's the first thing that popped into my head. You know, as we're talking about it.
This isn't currency. You don't get to, hey, I'll agree with you on this one if you agree with me on that one.
No, exactly. I'm expressing guilt, but I am saying unfortunately, I have to stick to my ethics.
I would say,
unless it doesn't qualify.
I would actually, right. I would, in a different direction, I would say, I would give you Cheese Whiz as a condiment, but then that means you now need to go back and readdress. If it's a condiment, then it's, well, no, it's still a cheese, I guess. I was going to disqualify Cheese Whiz from your favorite cheese if we're classifying it as a condiment.
I certainly have already done that, so.
it's a cheese of many hats. It's a condiment. It is also a cheese. Put it in a smoothie. Huh. It can be, you can drink it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called that a condiment. That's interesting.
No, I won't say Cheese Whiz. I will say it's going to have to be Miracle Whip.
Good fucking God.
Miracle Whip. Miracle
Whip. I just am slowly watching Jason lose respect to me. Every answer I get. But
so
it's got the tang. It's got the nice little tang.
So in mayonnaise, you choose Miracle Whip?
Yeah.
I fucking hate you so much. I hate you. Like it's happened.
I remember when we were friends?
I do.
An hour ago?
And I feel stupid back then.
Just a couple minutes ago.
Miracle Whip's good. It's got the tang
really,
to it.
You
yeah.
Miracle Whip?
Yeah.
Of course I'm being facetious. That is kind of nuts to me.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody just nobody picks Miracle Whip. That's
what's the difference
sometimes
Miracle
though
Whip and
I'm picking the things
Miracle
because
Whip is slightly lighter in fat content. It's healthier for you, but it has a some the tangy
the
zip
tang.
Of Miracle
like,
Whip.
Yeah.
Like, so
yeah.
It's like mayonnaise, but it has a kind of sweet tart tang to it, subtle. Yeah.
I'm also realizing it might just be a sucker for like the colorful words like Cheese Whiz, Miracle Whip. Like it's, they're like exciting. They're exciting names, and maybe I'm just dumb and I'm like, that's way better than Hellman's. Yeah.
You would have thrived at really like the 1950s grocery store.
Miracle Whip.
That's really funny that you acknowledge that. You're like, you know what? I just.
It's probably just. Yeah, I'm dumb. Do you want Hellman's or do I want Miracle Whip?
Woo! I mean, it's right there in the name.
That one's a noun. This one's a verb. I'm going to pick this one up.
Okay. Jason, hit me with your favorite condiment.
I think what I probably use most often is actually mayonnaise, I think. But, yeah. But does that. That's. I don't know. Is that a condiment?
I think it's definitely.
I think of a condiment like you know salt, pepper, ketchup in a packet, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a condiment.
But you have
mayonnaise
packets
comes in
so yeah. So I really like mayonnaise. So I would probably say mayonnaise. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I go mayonnaise.
I think you went mayonnaise.
Oh really? Oh that's great. Yeah, smart man. Not Miracle Whip though specifically.
I don't think it isn't. That's not a mayonnaise, right? That's just it's a tangy.
I think it
condiment.
Gets compared to mayonnaise.
Oh, this is interesting.
Because
yeah.
I think for a lot of
because I love mayonnaise too, because it's very versatile.
I feel like Miracle Whip has so often been sold as a healthier alternative to mayonnaise, and that's why it gets lumped together. I mean, and also, it's you know, it's white, creamy.
They're in
know?
The same family. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I went ketchup.
Did you go ketchup?
I think so. It was between ketchup and ranch.
That's right.
Oh yeah. I can see you going rant. Ketchup is like for children, I think. And I'm not making fun of you. I mean,
it is.
Ketchup I like to make fun of you, but it's
ketchup
for little kids.
Ketchup is the first condiment that you're like, this is great.
Yeah. I like that you're like, ketchup's for children. I'm not making fun of you, but ketchup is for fucking children. It's for idiots that have unrefined palates. Again, not making fun of you, but
yeah.
Ketchup on a burger and fries
with mayonnaise.
That is
mayonnaise on a burger.
Mayonnaise on a burger.
Great.
That is fuck. That's fat.
You would know. Look at your
what shape
face.
Are you trying to get into and out of? I think ketchup's because it's the more versatile one for me. But ranch, though.
You know what?
A good ranch burger, a good ranch sandwich.
That sounds so disgusting.
Turkey bacon ranch?
Yeah, I don't really do it. I don't do
it. Oh, man. Ranch
I do
on,
like,
in pizza?
I like ketchup mustard on a hot dog. That's about the only time I use it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sauerkraut and... anything else? What?
Interesting.
Everybody's looking at
or
me.
Not interesting. Yeah.
I'm just mentally rechecking all my arguments about the backpack, and it's still sounding. I'm so sorry. I checked out about a minute ago, and I have just been like, nope, it all checks out. guys. Oh, yeah.
We're doing good?
Sitting at about an hour 20. I feel pretty good. Did you have anything else that you wanted to address, talk about?
I did not.
Guys, do you want to plug anything? This is going to go up later today.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. I got stuff to plug. I'm hosting for Orny Adams this weekend at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte. That's exciting. Which is kind of fun. Never worked with him. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And then next week, I'm hosting for Joe Mandy at the Evening Muse here in town.
Oh, I saw that. That'll
which
be a
is kind of
you and Jesse.
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Jesse. Jesse's featuring. I'm hosting.
Cool.
And
I'm glad he's getting work. He's a good dude.
Yeah. And if anyone's in Charlotte, check out the Queen City Comedy Experience. We're really pushing that hard. It's the end of the month. It's sort of like a festival, but it's I think it's gonna be really fun.
Is it Comedy Zone like branded and stuff? Or?
Not really. They're sponsoring it. Yeah. But
are there shows at the Zone or where are the shows?
No, they're all at the Spirit Square uptown. There's like three, I think, theaters in there.
Oh.
One small, and then the Night Theater, and then McGlone, which is
Are you
like
doing any of the shows?
Doing, yeah, quite a few shows, actually.
That's so
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
okay,
so
cool.
It's going to be really fun. Like Brian Regan's in it, Janine Garofalo, Jay Farrell.
Ooh. I saw there were some big names. I think that there's a real need for a comedy festival in Charlotte. I think it's such a good location, and based on just some of the other cities that I've done festivals in, it'd be like...
It's a fun town.
Yeah.
And it's free. That was one of the big things that they...
That's cool.
Never wanted to do a festival where he made comics pay to come be part of the festival or submit. That's what this was.
Yeah,
it was free, and which is, I think, that's pretty cool.
Other than the headliners, is it mostly local talent?
It's statewide anyway, yeah. There's people coming from...
Oh, great, okay.
I think Sam Mazzani's doing it. And
gotcha, yeah.
JasonAllenKing.com.
JasonAllenKing.com and at King Jason Allen on Twitter, Insta. Jared?
I will be going up 15th after an improv troupe doing my whole hour tonight in whatever city we're going to, Wilmington. And that's it.
At Not Subway Jared, double R.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Double R.
By the sound of it, it sounds like you guys should really jump on coming to these last two or three shows, because it may be the last time you ever see Jared do stand up.
Yeah. Or just me in general. You'll never see me again.
Take care of yourself, buddy. Don't do anything stupid.
Guys, please do hit us up on all social media. We are at UpYourButtPod, upyourbuttpod@gmail.com. We always love a rating, a subscribe. We have gotten a couple of ratings. I swear to God, I'm going to get you the kitchen magnets. I just need to go back to New York and get them. I will get them in the mail to you. And please hit us up with questions or concerns, or if you have another question you think should go on the questionnaire.
Yes,
love
please.
That.
Yeah.
We always love
that's
it.
Really cool. This is amazing. I'm getting into the end of your thing. This was awesome. You guys are great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
really
glad you could do it.
Really
cool. This sort of reinvigorated me a little bit. So I appreciate
so
that.
Glad.
I'm glad you mic'd me up and let me appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. So glad that you did. I've been at Really Sam Evans.
And I'm at Juden Huggins.
Problematic.
Problematic would be a good rap name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for an urban youth. Yeah, probably. So.
What do you mean by that, Jared?
You know, black kids.
thanks, and keep listening. Keep liking. We'll talk to you soon.
Later, idiots.
Bye, buttheads.
Bye, buttheads.